Would you turn with me this morning to the Gospel of Luke, the 9th chapter, a few scriptures, beginning with verse 23. In this passage that Luke records, Jesus is speaking here in this 23rd verse, and he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. And I want to stop the reading right here for the moment. The theme of this message is take up your cross and follow Jesus. As I thought about the last several messages that have been preached about not quenching the spirit, about running the race and not being knocked off course, about abiding in Christ, there seems to me to be a theme of following the Lord and continuing on in this Christian journey. And here, to me, this is like a rallying cry that Jesus gave the church. Take up your cross. We encourage one another, take up your cross and follow him, praise God, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. I think of that famous speech that Winston Churchill gave, and I believe it was in 1941, beginning of the war, and he said, we will fight, never give up. We will fight in the fields and fight in the cities and wherever. I don't remember all the details, but it was a rallying cry to the British people to take heart. And I believe the Holy Spirit is saying to us this morning, take up your cross and follow Jesus. Praise God. The cross is a symbol, an emblem rather, of suffering and death and shame and ridicule and rejection and self-denial. We look at our Savior, what he went through, praise God, of his suffering. It was a shameful death. The crucifixion was reserved for the worst of the worst criminals. And he, being innocent, what did he do so wrong? Nothing. He went about doing good. But oh, praise God, he had to shed his blood. He had to give his life for you and for me, praise God. It says, looking unto Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him, enduring the cross, despising the shame, praise God, look unto him, Jesus, the rejection of all those around him and the self-denial that he didn't have to leave his home in glory, but he left his home in glory, praise God. He left his home in glory to sacrifice his life that you and I might have eternal life. You and I might be reconciled back to the Father. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us this morning to make that commitment to pick up our cross, praise God. To understand there's a commitment, a lifelong service, a lifelong battle against sin and crucifying our own desires. You know, there's not so much the ridicule, there's not so much the shame today, not so much the rejection. Oh, there's some, but, you know, not like that. There is some that suffer death in other countries, not in the United States, but other countries. Those that proclaim the name of Jesus, they are put to death. They can't have a Bible. They can't have any scriptures on their phones. If they're caught by the authorities, they're severely punished. They can't speak the name of Jesus. They can't meet together. There's churches that are being shut down in these countries because of persecution. We don't have that here, but we have other persecutions. We don't have that kind of rejection and suffering, but we have others. And Lord, would you help us to pick up our cross, to follow Jesus, praise God. It's a lifelong battle of crucifying our desires. Oh, Lord, would you help us this morning in the scriptures we find talking about self-denial. In Matthew's gospel, we didn't read this. It said, then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. In Romans, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. In Romans, he writes, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. What we do is to be examples, to encourage one another, not to please ourselves, to be concerned about everyone in our behavior, in our example, in our testimony. Because that's what we're showing as we pick up our cross. We're saying we are disciples of Jesus Christ, praise God. We're not just followers, we're disciples. There's a difference between followers and disciples. Followers, I think, to me is like, well, you know, I follow that personality on that one radio channel, or I follow this commentator, or I follow that speaker. No, a disciple is you emulate the principles and the life of the person that you're following, praise God. It's a deeper and more intimate relationship. I'm not just a follower of Christ, not from afar, oh no. I want to be a disciple. I want to be like him. I want my life to exhibit his characteristics. I want my life to be an example like him. I want them to see Jesus when they see me, or the effect that Jesus has on my life. Oh, praise the Lord. In Galatians, it says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. And here is, we find in this self-denial, that's the key. It's living a life of self-denial, a life that is sacrificed, is subjugated to Jesus Christ, a life that is trying to please him, a life that is dedicated dedicated to him, that we might emulate his life, praise God, not to please ourselves. I sometimes think many Christians try to find a middle ground where, you know, to please ourselves and to please the Lord too, and there is no middle ground. You're not successful in that kind of a walk. It has to be all or nothing with the Lord, praise God. It has to be sold out to Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, sold out to him, completely surrendered. Say, Lord, take my life. Help me, Lord, to be that example. And we fight that battle with the flesh because he says to crucify it, to put it under, to kill it. Literally, that kind of activities, those carnal desires and those appetites that we have, praise God. Those decisions that we make every day, he says, pick up your cross daily. Every day we pick up our cross. Every day we deny self. Every day. Oh, why are you reading that article? Or why are you watching that program? Or why are you going to that place? We don't do that because we deny self. It might be appealing to our carnal nature, our carnal mind, but the Holy Spirit speaks to our hearts and says, no, you don't belong there. You don't look at this. No, don't appease the flesh, but appease the Spirit. Praise God. Oh, Lord, help us in this journey, in this endeavor, Lord, as we go along this Christian journey. Praise God. It is a suffering and a war against Satan and the powers of darkness as we advance the kingdom of God. And we experience the hostility of the evil powers. Paul writes to Ephesians, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Praise God, their principalities and powers, evil spirits trying constantly to push us off course, trying to drag us down, trying to get us to renounce the name of Jesus, not so much to say it, but in our actions, in the way we comport ourselves, to go along with the world system, praise God. But oh Lord, help us. It's a constant battle, a struggle. There is a war going on, my brother and sister. I can't emphasize that enough. Don't be caught up because everything is quiet. The enemy is warring constantly, praise God. But I thank God that we have power in the Holy Ghost. power in the name of Jesus this morning. Praise the Lord that we can withstand. That's why we put on the armor of God every day. Praise God. Put it on every day. Praise the Lord. Pick up your cross. Praise God. Sometimes we got to admit the cross gets heavy. Sometimes the things we go through, they're difficult. Sometimes the enemy is the constant pressure, and the enemy is saying, look, you're praying, you're trusting God, you're believing God, and look what's happening. Do you see any change? Nothing's going right. Nothing's going your way. And look at those that are not going to church. Look at those that are going along their merry way. Everything's fine. We don't see their troubles or their problems. Everything seems to go their way. Praise God. But, oh, Lord, we know there is a reward. We know you are with us. Praise God. It's the enemy of our soul that is warring against our soul, trying to get you to be discouraged and to lose your praise and to rob you of your victory. But I say thank you, Lord, that we have hope in Christ this morning. Praise God. That we have power in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord, because we are standing on holy ground as we sang this morning. Brothers and sisters, the power of God, the Holy Spirit is around us. God sends his angels to protect us. Even when we go through things, even when we go through accidents or physical problems, situations, we know the Lord is with us, and he, for whatever reason, allows us to go through these things. But we're not alone. Praise God. We have his presence with us. And we may not see it at the time, but when we look back, we say, oh, Lord, surely your hand was there, because things could have been worse. Surely you were with me, oh, God. You prevented something from happening. Oh, praise the Lord. I thank you, Jesus, this morning. Praise God. Help us, Lord. Sometimes we do suffer the hatred and ridicule of the world by separating ourselves. And we see it beginning in society today. There's persecution of the Christians, even in this free, quote, quote, free United States. There is persecution, and it's coming. But oh, thank God, we have the line of the tribe of Judah who will fight for us. We have the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. We have the Lord who is on our side. Oh, hallelujah. If it were not for the Lord who is on my side. Oh, praise God. But he is with us this morning, my brother and sister. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. But hold on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, help us. Even the religious world, the closer you get to the truth of God, the closer you hold the precepts that are in the Word of God, the more division you will find in the religious world, because a lot of them like to water down this Word of God to make it a more acceptable to humanity, to make it not so black and white. There's a lot of gray areas, you see. No, there's not. It's black and white. The Lord said it, and it's true. Praise God. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us. Not many preach this gospel. Not many preach the pureness of the word. Not many emphasize the necessity of walking in the Spirit and living a righteous life. They don't talk about that. It's how to improve yourself and be a better person. And that's all good. But that's not what changes. That's not what gets you into heaven. It's being righteous and holy and being honest with the Lord. Praise God. And being pure and washed by the blood of the Lamb and walking and living in the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, help us pick up your cross daily and follow me. In St. Luke Gospel, he writes, and whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else while the other is yet a great way off, sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Forsaking all. In another scripture, it says, he did not hate mother, father, sister, brother, cannot be my disciple. He's not talking about, you know, that sounds so harsh. He's not talking about him. He means to love less. That the number one priority has got to be serving the Lord. It's not serving the Lord and accomplishing your goals in this life. It's serving the Lord, period. Everything else is below that. First comes serving the Lord, praise God. Have you counted the cost this morning? Oh, yes, Lord, we have counted the cost, amen. And I believe you're the same way I feel. I didn't start this race to go halfway. I didn't start this race not to finish. But I started this race to go all the way with the Lord, praise God. And I know he'll take me through, praise God. Aren't you glad this morning? Aren't you glad, praise God? Oh, Lord, help us as we continue on in this Christian journey. Why? What is driving us? What is the thing that causes us to have such determination? It is consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. It's consider him who went through such trouble and toil, who left his home in glory. Consider him. What did Jesus do for you and for me? He paid the price, praise God. He paid the price of your sin and my sin. The reason we're here this morning, the reason we're in the Lord this morning is because of the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross. My brother and sister, we did nothing. We absolutely did nothing. It was the love of God that was shed abroad, praise God. It was the love of God that drove him out of heaven. It was the love of God that caused him to hang on that cross and drain his blood onto that ground. It was God's love, praise God. He brought me out of darkness. One day I was born in this church. I loved the Lord all my life, but I didn't know him in spirit and in truth when I was a younger man. And I didn't know it, but I was headed to a dark path of destruction. But Jesus came and brought me out of darkness, praise God. He brought me into the marvelous light, not through anything of my own, but he opened my eyes to the truth, praise God. And you too, my brothers and sisters, he brought you to this point. Oh, we owe him our all this morning. We owe him everything, praise God. He deserves all the glory this morning. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, help us in the times that are tough to pick up the cross, in the times when we're tempted to just say, I've had enough. In the times to say, you know, I'm going to take a break. I'm just tired of this fight. I'm tired of the battle. It's those times that the Lord would come to us and say, come on, brother. Come on, sister. Don't give up the fight. Don't let your spiritual hands hang down and your feeble knees begin to buckle, but say, oh, Lord, strengthen me by your power. Hallelujah. Lift up the hands which hang down. Oh, but Brother Ron, I don't see any victory. I don't see any daylight. I just see a dark path in front of me. My brother, that's a lie from hell. The Holy Ghost is telling you this morning, there's victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the name above all names. There's power in that name of Jesus this morning. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, help us. Well, Brother Ron, my marriage is suffering. My family is suffering. There's difficulties in my family. I got kids that are out of the ark of safety. I got situations going on. My job situation maybe is kind of tenuous. Oh, brother, pick up your cross and follow Jesus. He'll make a way where there is no way this morning. He'll go before you, praise God. He'll be behind you and he'll be around you, hallelujah. And he'll help you through the difficulties. Oh, praise God. His word cannot fail, hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad of that this morning. I've seen it in my life and I know you have too. He cannot fail, praise the Lord. I say, Lord, would you help us? Help us this morning. Oh, praise God. He told young Timothy, endure hardness. Let me turn to that real quick. He says, Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. He's telling them, Timothy, this Christian walk is not a picnic. This Christian walk is not a panacea. Everything's going to go smooth. Oh, once you serve Jesus Christ, everything falls in place. Oh, no, just the contrary. All hell is turned loose against you because you turned over your life to the one who he hates, Jesus Christ. But praise God. God said, I'll make a way for you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. You've been chosen to be a soldier, a warrior for Jesus Christ. You've been chosen. You've been chosen. Why does he say put on the armor? Why does he say the flesh lusts against the spirit against the flesh? There's a war going on. There's the internal war, the carnal mind and the spiritual mind. There's the enemy of our soul, Satan, the devil, who would like to destroy you and destroy me. And praise God, but we have Jesus, our Savior, our Redeemer, our great high priest that's passed into the heavens, our strong tower. Oh, praise the Lord. The one who is able. Oh, praise God. I love what Peter wrote. He said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Big problem with us as Christians is we tend to hold on to these cares. And I'm right with you, brother and sister. I'm not preaching to you. I'm preaching to me. We hold on to the cares and the burdens, and it's overbearing. It's overbearing. We can't hold it. We're sheep. Sheep are not pack animals in the natural sense. We are sheep. We got to take the burdens off and leave them at the altar and say, Lord, you got to bear this one. I can't handle it. All I can do is trust you and believe. Praise God. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Do you know how much God cares for you? Do you think God wants to see you lost? Even what you're going through now, even the situations in your life or in your family, God wants to see you saved, victorious, living in heaven with him. And he's going to do everything in his power to give you that opportunity. Praise the Lord. Casting all your care upon him. Oh, brother and sister, do you believe that this morning? Do you believe that this morning? Sometimes in the midnight hour when it's dark and you're alone with your thoughts and the enemy overwhelms you, praise God. I like what the psalmist says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, praise God, the rock Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord, the rock that cannot move, hallelujah. The rock who is solid, praise God. Jesus said, on this rock, I will build my church. Telling the Peter, and the Catholics take this as Peter is the rock. No, Peter was a pebble. He was just a pebble, a small stone, if you look in the Greek. But Jesus is the chief cornerstone this morning. He's the rock of the church, a rock, a foundation that will not move. Praise God. The one we can trust, the one we can hold on to. Oh, praise the Lord this morning. Praise God. Let me read on. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, who? The devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. And I like this last verse, and I'm going to close with this. But the God of all grace, I like that, the God of all grace. The God of all favor, the God of all grace this morning, who hath called us unto his eternal glory for Christ Jesus. He has called you and called me to his eternal glory this morning. Do you realize that this morning? You have been called. He knows your name, my name. He has called us by name to his eternal glory this morning. Oh, halamashandia handahala hikalamasaya. Oh my God, you're so great this morning. He has called us into his eternal glory. You're not here by accident. It's not who you married. It's not who you were friends with. It's not how you came. Oh no, you are called by his eternal glory. Hallelujah. After that you have suffered a while. After you have suffered a while. This Christian walk, you're going to suffer. Yes, you are. Because we have an enemy of the soul who is after your destruction. We have a carnal nature that is contrary to Jesus Christ and God. We're fighting the carnal nature. We're fighting the enemy of our soul. After you have suffered a while, make you perfect. Perfect, mature. Grow up. We got to grow up. Become mature. Be able to withstand. To be able to say when the enemy comes with his attacks, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, Satan. I stand behind the shield of faith. I stand behind the precious and mighty name of Jesus this morning. Oh, praise the Lord. Glory to his name this morning. Oh, what a precious name we have this morning. Glory to God. Make you perfect. Establish, strengthen, and settle you. You see, it's all about progress. The word says we go from glory to glory. By what? By following, by picking up our cross, by following Christ, by putting on the armor of God, by living the life, by enjoying and embedding ourselves in the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, brother and sister, there is an answer. There is a victory in Christ Jesus. We don't have to be like a pinball in a pinball machine. You know, you bounced around, you don't know where it's going. Don't you feel like that sometimes? I know I do. I feel like there, you know, where? What's the next battering ram? What's the next thing going to hit me? But oh, praise God. I'm thankful that Jesus comes on the scene, praise the Lord, and he applies his mighty hand. He sends a word from heaven. He'll send a song in the midnight hour. He'll send someone alongside to whisper a word of encouragement. Oh, pray God. He'll bring a memory to our hearts and say, trust me, trust me, trust me. I'm on the throne. Hallelujah. I told you a few weeks ago that what happened to me a couple weeks ago, I was agonizing over the message on a Sunday morning. And I was struggling. I didn't feel the freedom that I like to feel. And I was in the bedroom, and I was sitting on the chair and just meditating. And like a voice in my head just said, do you trust me? Do you trust me? And I'm telling you, do you trust him this morning? Do you trust him? The God who called you into this marvelous light, do you trust him this morning? And I said, yes, Lord. I trust you. At that time, I felt a peace come over me. And the word of God gave me the freedom I needed to feel. And as I was going through this test to determine what my physical problem was, many thoughts were racing through my mind, and they were not all good. There are thoughts of, you know, we know so much today about medical science and the things, the symptoms. You got this symptom. Well, it could be this. It could be that. You know, all those things that go through our heads. And as those thoughts sometimes would well up inside of me, the same little voice came in a sweet softness. Do you trust me? Do you trust me? Yes, Lord, I trust you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It was like Elijah when he wrapped his mantle around himself and went out and did what God called him to do. It just gave me a strength in the midnight hour. Do you trust me? Do you trust me? Oh, yes. After you have suffered a while, nobody wants suffering. There's no way to avoid it. Jesus suffered. The apostles suffered. The disciples suffered. And we're going to suffer. And this is not to be negative, but I'm telling you, in spite of that, there's victory. There's victory. Oh yeah, we're going to suffer, but we're going to have victory. Jesus said it. we're going to have victory, my brother and sister. He's going to make us perfect. He's going to establish. He's going to strengthen us. What's God doing? I don't know what he's doing, but I know he's working for good. I know he's doing good. I know there's something he has for you and for me. And the things we go through is for our betterment. The things causes us to expand and to stretch our spiritual muscles, that we become stronger and we can be an encouragement and we can become the pillars in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And hold up, praise God, the glory of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But the God of all grace, I'm going to read it one more time, brother, sister. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To God be all the glory and the honor now and forever. Amen.